That's the meter there, Lisa. And at the minute now, we'll see what's in it. Count. £4.36.
£4.36, that's what you have in your meter account at the moment?
That's correct, Lisa, yes.
So how long will that £4.36 last?
Well, I can press another button here, and it tells you how many days that you can keep, it'll keep going until it runs out. Days left, you see?
Uh-huh.
2 days. 2 days. That'll keep me going 2 days, and that'll be Sunday and Monday. I usually get my money on a Thursday, so I'll have to see what happens.
So you're going to struggle?
I'm going to struggle through that now. So, yeah. I'm going to struggle through that now. So
you're going to have a couple of days with no money and no money in the electricity account?
No, no money in the electricity account. I'll see. I do not a time I did have to borrow here of a person. But when you do borrow, you have to pay back. And you're leaving yourself short for that next 2 weeks.
Have you noticed as well that you're putting more money into the meter and not getting the same amount of electricity because prices have gone up?
Yes, I'm putting money into that oftener now and getting less electricity. Less electricity. It's not doing as long as what it used to be doing. I would have put in £20 and that would have lasted me the fortnight.
So what will you do tonight? Because it's going to get colder. Will you put the heater on or will you put another layer on, another jumper or coat?
I'd put another wee coat on, Lisa, and maybe put that small heater on there for a half an hour or so and then make sure I turn it off before, you know, after half an hour. But that's about all the time you could keep it on, you know. This thing here behind us eats the money. You know, that's Economy 7 heater. And I don't know anybody around me here whether they use them or not. I did use them last year, but the electric wasn't up last year the way it is this year. So I'll have to see when it gets cooler and see what I can do.
We're sitting in your living room at the minute, Mary, and it is cold. It's a rotten, cold, rainy, miserable day.
It is.
You're sitting here as well in your coat.
I have no heaters on at the minute. I just have this little jacket on, as you see, and that keeps me warm enough.
For the last 6 or 7 years then, Mary, it's been quite tough for you because you haven't been able to work, so you've been dependent on benefits. Have you seen a real difference?
Oh, yes, of course I have. I've seen a wild difference, a big difference. The price of everything has gone up. Food, electric, the usual Economy 7 that I have here. I would usually put it on twice a week. Now I can't even do that.
You know, you say you've got your wee heater there, Mary, but it must be tough enough of a night when you're thinking to yourself, it's very cold, but you can't afford to put it on.
Exactly, Lisa. I would put on a coat instead and just sit here. I'd put on a coat instead.
We heard a lot last week, this choice between do you heat or do you eat. Is that a choice you're faced with every day, Mary?
That's a choice I'm faced with every day, is correct. You either eat, you can't do both every day. You either have to cut down and eat less or put on less heating. You know, it is a choice that you have to make.
Well, what would you say to people who say that that's not true, that there's nobody in this country living in poverty or suffering to that degree?
Well, what I'd say to that person, he or she, have they ever been in the same position as not only me here, but there's other people, you know, I'm sure find it difficult enough. Even people that are working, I'm sure they're finding it tough too. Things have got a lot worse. They haven't got any better. Not a bit of it.